Okay, today's daf is Yuma Yerushalmi daf Mem Aleph, and we continue on in the end here of the fifth parak, beginning the sixth parak. Just one hara from yesterday that I didn't get a chance to mention. That we spoke about, we've been talking about the big day Lavan, the big day Zav. Yesterday we had a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. Which part of the avoda is ma'akev? Is it everything the Kohen Gadol does in the Kodesh Kadashim? Meaning the Seder. If the Seder is ma'akev, is it everything he does in the Kodesh Kadashim? Or is it everything that he does in the Big Day Lavan? So we noted the Big Day Lavan plays a major role on Yom Kippur because, as we know, the Kohen Gadol cannot wear any gold into the Kodesh Kadashim. That's the Gemara in the Bavli in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavav, where the Gemara says, "Bebnei ma in Kohen Gadol nichnas." Big day zav lefnai velefnim la avod avoda. Why doesn't the Kohen Gadol go all the way inside with the gold lefi shein kategar nase sanegar? Because you cannot use a prosecutor for a defense attorney, and gold is the prosecutor, or reminds Hashem of the chita egel, and therefore we can't use that to try to bring kapara. That's the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef Engel there quotes a number of other sources, Kedaka Bakodesh, where we have find this concept, even if it's not in the Gemara. He quotes the Tosfos in Yevamos, who says that if a Kohen kills someone, then he can't duchen. There's a whole question about what type of b'mezid, b'shogig, but he says, Lafisha ne'ergu bihargu biyado vein kategar nasa sanegar. Right, those hands that killed, you know, cannot bring bracha. That's one. The Ramban in Shabbos Daf Pei Zayin, he quotes Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu was maskim. Right, we know Yashar Koach Hashem Shibarta. So he quotes Vitzarach Iyun Minale Shehiskim Imishum Asher Hare Kamak Suvim Batorah Sheinon Lashon Ishur. Right, sometimes Asher doesn't always mean Ishur. I agree with you. Vishamati Mishum Dichsiv. Asher shibarta v'samtam ba'aron. Not only did Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu to break the luchos, but he said, and then put them in the aron. V'shivri luchos b'nachan ba'aron. V'ilmali hayet b'shvirasam chet ein kategar b'makam sanegar. Hashem wouldn't have asked Moshe to put the broken luchos. You want to say, oh, maybe the Asher is not Asher? Doesn't mean shkayach, but Asher shibarta v'samtam ba'aron. That's the key. Put him in the aron. It must be that Hashem was maskim al yado. Number two, and then other sources that he quotes at the end, the Odiyesh Ladaktik, Hech Nitnu La Kapara Mitzvos Dugmas Hachet, Deha In Kaldeger Nasas Senegar. What is that? He's referring to the question of the Mizrahi. The Mizrahi, yes, and Shmini, and the Gur Aryeh, and all the other Mefarshim ask, so how is it that we say on by the Yom HaShmini Lemiluim, bring this cow in order to be Mechaper for the Egel, Ein Kaldeger Nasas Senegar? How could you bring any, how could the Mishkan, Yavo, the gold of the Mishkan and be Mechaper for the gold of the Egel? And you can't take it as an Egel. I thought you stay far away from it. So says the Aruch Laner there in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chavav. He says, Ekadegan as an Egel means where you happen to be using this same item and it, you're trying to bring Kapara for it. I know you go to the king and after you violated, did something wrong with the king, you're trying to butter him up and you bring him flowers. I'm not interested. This has nothing to do with if you're dafka bringing, says the Aruch Laner, you're bringing the gold mamish to be mechaper for this chait, then obviously that's going to work. That's not in kateka nasa sanegar. Devade hadavar shehuva lekapara ala davar ba'atzmo bazelosha kategar dechein derech hatshuva hashlema v'hamitas. That's ultimate tshuva. Lashuv ba'oso davar shechatabo. I want to be in the same situation. I'm going to use the thing that I sinned with, but I'm going to use it to try to be mechaper. Ala derech shamru ba'oso makom ba'oso isha. V'tshuva kazu hi sanegar. Vadai. Kamo shamru zdonos naso kizchuyos. V'lochena egel v'azov shuva lekapara zavona egel havi sanegar. Right? If you're bringing a cow to be mechaper for the chet egel, you're bringing gold to be mechaper for the egel, then obviously that works. Ala mesha loba lekapara zavona egel. The avod of Yom Kippur has nothing to do with the Chet Egel. So here I'm using the gold in order to get covered for the Yom Kippur. No, Hashem is not interested in that. So that's why it's a problem. Go Big Day Kohen Gadol, the shofar, Bazeh Shaykh, Askar Sachet, Venase Kategers. That's the Aruch Laner, Chavav, and other Achronim, I think also. Maybe the Maharal also might use that answer. Okay, so that just has to do with yesterday. Wanted to get that in. So let's get back up to where we are up to. So we're speaking about, we have the Machlokis in our Mishnah. If the blood spills, machlokes tanoim. So where do you start from? You got to shecht another animal. Where do you start the sprinkling from? You start exactly where you left off. right? Or do you have to go back to the beginning of the set? Right, that was the Machlokas Tanoim. Machlokas Tanoim. Good. So that's the Tanakhama says you go back to the beginning of the set. The Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon says, no, Mimakam Shepasak, Misham Hu Maskil. And we had a mucker for Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon and the last lines that we did last time. Amar Rebbe Elazar, that's what we're up to. Nasan Mixas Matanos Venishma Chadam. Mevi Achareim Tachteim. As we said, if you have some of the blood spills, then you have to bring more. But the issue here, and we're going to go with the Pnei Moshe's reading of the next couple of lines. The issue is, let's say there's the blood spilled. So there's a little drop of blood left in the cup, but it's not enough to sprinkle. So I'm going to get another one. I'm going to get another animal, get more blood. So what do I do with the leftovers of the first cup, the leftovers of the second cup? Is that all Shirayim? Is that all Shirayim? So l'chor it is, as we'll see. Elu ve'elu nishpachin kimitzvasan. They're both poured out kimitzvasan. So we assume they're both poured out on the yisod of the Mizbeach. Good. So the Gemara says, implicitly, that can't be what Rabbi Elazar is saying here, because that's obvious. This is Shirayim and that's Shirayim. The Chiddush must be, what if one of them became Pasul? Does the other one also become Nifsal because we're looking at them as one package deal? That's the question. Obviously, if you have two leftovers of the blood that you use, that you poured both of them, those are both Shirayim. But what if one of them becomes Pasul? Lachain Sricha, what's needed? B'shenikra Aleim L'shem Sol. If one of them became Pasul, so the Chiddush is that the other one is still poured where it's supposed to go on the Yisod. We don't say that just because one of them is Nifsal, the other one becomes Nifsal. Look at the Pnei Moshe, who explains this. V'nishpachin kimitzvasan deka'amar. The language of Elazar, which says, they're poured out kimitzvasan. We thought that meant kimitzvasan, that they're both poured out on the Yisod. No. Hainu shiari harishonim ha'inishpachan al yisod, v'ashim nishpachan la'ama. As we know, if there's pasul blood, you just pour it into the gutter, so to speak, on the floor, and it gets taken out. You don't pour it on the mizbeach. So that's the chiddush. V'kamash malan, delo nifsalu shiari harishonim b'machshav es psul al shelashniyim. If one of them becomes nifsal with a machshava, we don't say the other one is, all has to be poured out. No. V'lo amrinan. Since the second one is coming in the place of the Rishon, who nechshavim keachar mayim is like considered one. No, you don't say that. You don't say that. Each one goes to where it's supposed to go. Amar Rabbi Yosa, v'ya'us, says the Gemara. Yeah, and this is an appropriate pshat, because after all, ilu nasan mixas matanos, v'nishbach adam. If you do some of the matanos, then some of it spills out. Shemein, or maybe acharim tachteim. You don't bring new blood. Umal and Barishonim, but the first one still has the Isra Mi'ila. Meaning, just because the second one is pasul doesn't mean that the first one becomes pasul, and they could have different places where you're going to pour it, right? The ones that are kosher go on the yisod, the ones that are pasul they go into the ama. The Gemara just adds, Rabbi Chagai boy kumi Rabbi Yosa ad kadun. I understand this. Kishashachar asar rishonim l'shem kosher, vashniim l'shem pasul. If the first blood is kosher and the second one, for some reason, after you do the Shvicha, after you do the Zrika, somehow it becomes pasul. I understand the second one is not going to pasul up the first one. Do you say the opposite? Shachar asar rishonim l'shem psul, vashniim l'shem kosher. If somehow the first blood became nifsal, so does the second one is coming to substitute for the first one. So maybe there I would have said the second one does become pasul, if the first one is pasul. But again, it's looked at as a package. So the Gemara answers, no, you don't say that. Amar Rabbi Yosa. Rabbi Yosa says, after all, matzinu psul motzi miyad pigel. I understand that we find the psul makes something not pigel. What is that? That's the principle in Meseches Vachim and Meseches Menachos called yatir hamater kimitzvaso. In order for something to become pigel, everything else has to be perfect. If I'm a fagel at a carbon, but in a different part of the process, post-cell the carbon in some other way, it's not pigel. Pigel requires everything perfect except for pigel. That's yatir hamater kimitzvaso. So if I'm pasul up, pigel is chutzlas mano. If I think about any other part of the avodah, the chutzlam komo, that ruins pigel. It's not pigel. So matzinu psul motzi midei pigel. Yes, I find that a psul will be motzi to prevent it from becoming pigel. But matzinu psul motzi midei kosher. Do I ever find a post-cell making something that's a part of the section of the avodah kosher to ruin that? No, you don't find that. As the Pnei Moshe says, Bitmiya, this last line is. It's a question. V'chi matzinu shamachsheves psul shel rishon, yotzi miyan machsheves hechsher shel hasheni shenichshat tachtav. Something is perfectly kosher, and then you mess up with something later, that's going to ruin something earlier in the process. Ha, lo amrinan. You don't find that. And therefore, here too, if the first blood is kosher, the second blood, even if the first blood is pasul, the second one is kosher, it's not going to ruin it. It's considered a separate stage. Hadrolach Baruch Hotziyolo, Baruch Hashem. We get into the sixth of eight prakim here in Maseches Yoma. Good. Shnei Seira, we're in the middle of the Avoda, but the Mishnah, once we're going to talk, get back into the Lazazal part of it, so we talk about general the goats. Shnei Seira Yoma Kippurim, Mitzvasot Sheyushavin B'Mara. The two goats of Yom Kippur, the mitzvah is that they are equal in Mara, appearance. Appearance. We'll get back to that. Uba koma and height. Uba damim and value. Uba likichasim ka'achas. You buy them together. Even though none of these are ma'akev. Avo bishinim shavim ksherim. Even if they're not equal in any of these ways, they're kosher. And lo ka'achan mehayom. Echalomachar ksherim. I mean, if you bought one today and one tomorrow, kosher. So all of these are lachadchila. You're supposed to buy them as a package. What does it mean they look the same? Right? The Mefarshim explain, you can never have two animals that are looking exactly the same. We have that. So what exactly is that looks the same? So if you look in Rashi there on Daf where this Mishnah appears on Daf Samach Beis, Rashi says they're both white or they're both black, right? They're both white or they're both black. So the Mefarshim, the Ritva, and the Tosafot Yeshanim there note, why does Rashi say they're both white and they're both black? Because maybe Rashi is also bothered by the fact that you can't have them exactly the same. They're not going to look exactly the same. Says the Ritva. The Ritva, we've noted, the Ritva and the Tosafot Yeshanim often, and the Tosafot Rosh, often have a similar comments. Yesh Makshim, asks the Ritva. Heich Efshar, Sheyushavin B'Mara Ubakoma. To Ha'amrinon B'Sanhedrin, right, we learned by B'Tzara Mora, right, one of the deists over there at the Fine Aleph in Sanhedrin, Lo Hayav Lo Nivra. Why? Because one of the conditions for B'Tzara Mora is that the parents look exactly alike. That's impossible! So Gemara says it never happened. Never happened, Betzara Mora. Right? B'deinu zeshiu aviv imo shavin b'maru v'koma. So you see, it's impossible. So here, what do you mean? They should be shavin b'mara. It's impossible. What, you mechalik between animals and people? Animals can't be exactly the same, or maybe only a father and a mother can't be exactly the same. There are other answers to this question. But the Ritva says, v'yesh betartzim tahasam hu b'bnei adam, sheyesh lahem b'partzufam v'komasam harbe tziyuros v'inyonim chalukim. People, different faces, different everything. Maybe animals are different. Maybe two animals could look exactly the same, right? Even though two people can't look exactly the same. Even though you might say sometimes you mean identical to twins, you can't tell them apart. We'll get to that. The kashalu. But what do you mean? The Yerushalmi, quotes the Yerushalmi here that says, afilu bechitim in chita dom al-chaver tamamish. Even two pieces of wheat aren't exactly. So of course animals. Lakach pirshu tahach alav shavin mamish bediktuk. Here it doesn't mean they look exactly the same. Ela sheyu domin zelaze derech klal kol masha efshar. They should look similar. They should look similar. You shouldn't have two totally different looking goats. De bahas sagi linyan balechayim vechei nirem mipirish Rashi shepirish you shavin b'marish neim levanim oshchorim. Rashi says black or white. So Rashi's bothered by this, says the Ritva. Vechein iker. That is the Ritva. The Svasemes, I saw the Svasemes here says, maybe it's like twins. Maybe it's like twins. The Svasemes says right here, on Daf, Samach Beis, V'yefshar lomar dehecha deshneim mibeten achas, shapir yesh lomar shein shavin mamish, madalo shayach ba'av ve'eim deben sora remora. A father and a mother aren't going to be twins. Right? And therefore, that's why the Gemara says there it's impossible for the parents of a ben sora remora. But maybe other we know identical twins, so maybe animals that were identical. Achlafizet sarach leo. So then, but he says according to that, what they always have to find twin goats. That'll be a little different every year. Sarach leos tamid habez asirim taomim v'imlam kain einam shavim mamish. Right. So it'll be a little tricky to do that. But that's the svazemis. One other ha'ara here, and that is the gra. The gra. Rashi notes. In Abrashis, Shnei Ma'oros HaGadolim, right? The two Ma'oros HaGadolim, and Rashi quotes how it started off with, they were the same, and then the moon complained. So the Eben Ezra asks on Rashi, Hadrash Eino Mukhrach, right? It's a kasha on Chazal. Ki ma'amar Shnei Ma'oros HaGadolim, Eino Machriach Osan Alafari Shnei Shavim Begdula, Avo Shnei Nikru Gadolim, Berak Kneged Sharkochavim. Maybe Shnei Maros HaGadolim just means they're both bigger than all the other stars. But who says they're exactly the same? Says the Gra, no! Look at the Mishnah in Yuma. Shnei means Shavin. Right? Shnei means Shavin. We're going to have another three examples in a second. That's how Chazal knew. Shnei Maros HaGadolim, that they were equal. Because of our Mishnah. Because of our Mishnah. Beautiful. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Mikros Gadolos Tavar. Says the Gemara, what happens if after you designate them, after the Hagrala, one of them dies? So it depends when. Says the Mishnah. Meis Echad Mehem. If one of them dies, Im Achelo Higro Meis. If before you did anything, before you did the Hagrala, one of them died, Echad Mehem, Meis Echad Mehem Yikechzul L'Sheni. No problem. If one of them dies before the Hagrala, it's Kilu nothing started. Just take one, just get another goat that looks similar. The im ishehigril meis, but if after the hagrala, and now you already have one that's designated Lashem, and one that's designated Lazazel, now you're a little more stuck. Because remember, we said the animals have to be chosen by hagrala. So if you have one left that was chosen by hagrala, you're just gonna bring one more. That second one was not chosen by hagrala. So you gotta get another pair, and then choose one by hagrala, and then you're gonna have a leftover. So we're gonna talk about what to do with that animal. So im ishehigril meis, Yavi Shnayim, if after the Agrala one of them dies, you have to bring two more goats, V'yagrila Leim, Kitchila, and do another Agrala, V'yomar, and you say, Imshel Shem Meis, and this is what happens. If the one that was Lashem died, Zesha'ala Alav Agora Lashem Yizkayim Tachtov, so then the new Lashem takes its place. And then you have an extra, Lazazel. V'imshel Azazel Meis, and if the Azazel one died, Zesha'ala Alav Agora Lazazel Yizkayim Tachtov, so the new Lazazel one will take its place. Vashani, and what about the second one? Which second one? Which is the second one? You have two Lazazel, two Lashems, so we'll have to see in the Gemara which one this applies to. One of them is used for what it's supposed to be used for. And Vashani, Yirachi Yisayev, and the other one, you let it graze, V'imacher, and then you wait till it gets a mum, and then you sell a V'imach Plutam of L'Nedava, and use its money to buy Olos Nedava for the Mizbech, She'ein, Chatos, Sibor, Mesa. Because the Chatas HaTzibur is on Mesa. What is the Mishnah telling us? We know. There is a Halacha Moshe Mesinai. That for the, about the five Chataos Mesos. The five Chataos, we mentioned this a while ago. Vitimna. That's the Rashi Tevis. Vlad Chatas, Tmuris Chatas, Mesu, Bailim, Niskapru, Ba'acher, Avr, Shnasa. Vitimna. Right? The five animals of Chatas that no longer are needed or connected to its owner. The owner died. It got lost, and you find another one, and all of those, the halacha Moshe Mesinai is, these animals just have to be left to die. Have to be left to die. Right? Unusual halacha, that's the chatos mesos. And, maybe part of halacha Moshe Mesinai is, all the cases of asham in those cases are roeh. Kol sheba chatos mesa b'asham roeh. That's also part of the, possibly part of the halacha Moshe Mesinai. But, the Mishnah here is telling us that that principle only applies to the chatos yachid. But for a chatas sibur, it doesn't apply, right? Not all the five apply. Could you have the chatas sibur? But the ones that you can here, like here, you have a chatas sibur. So the Mishnah is telling me that you don't leave it to die. If you have this extra chatas, one of the goats, you let it graze, right? She'ein chatas sibur mesa. That's the rule. And Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Tamos. Rabbi Yehuda argues. He says no, a chatas sibur can be mesa, right? What I just said was in the carbon eda. Dechi gemiri chatos mesos biyachid gemiri, right? That's the line of the carbon eda. Good. Ve'odam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also says nishbach adam. What happens if you already did shchita of the lashem? Remember, the whole avoda of lazazel is done afterwards. So what happens if you did the shchita of lashem? And then before you do the Zerika of Lashem, the blood spills out. So now what? So now the Mishnah says its pair is now stained forever. Because you already used the Lashem, you're about to use it, and now boom, now the blood spills out. So its pair was already used, but it's what's called Nidched, Zdichui, right? It's already stained because now its pair can't be used. You have to get a whole new pair. So Yamos HaMishtaleach. So Rabbi Yehuda continues and says in that case, the Mishtaleach has to die. What's the chiddush of this line of Rabbi Yehuda? There is a question in the Gemara whether live animals can be permanently stained. Right, we have a concept of dichui by shechted animals. But what about balei chayim? Balei chayim, Rabbi Yehuda holds, balei chayim nidachin. Look at the carbon eida. Yamusa mishtaleach, tohalu es avida mitzvah b'dadam. Because you didn't do the avod of dam with its pair. V'tzorach lavi sir acher, v'yefshar elel ba'agrala. And you have to do agrala on it. V'kiva de'islei balei chayim nidachin, yamusa mishtaleach harishon. So the first animal has to be sent out and left to die. Nishbach adam yamusa mishtaleach, meisa mishtaleach yishafek adam. If the mishtaleach died, so then the blood that you're about to sprinkle has to also be just spilled out, and you got to get a new pair. So that is the because that's for sure. Like the carbon eda says, "Varishon yitzche da'komo den bishchutin shenidachin." Good. So the word shnei in the Torah means pair, not just two, but it means a pair that are similar. So the Gemara says there are a couple of other places in the Torah where also it says shnei, and it means a pair that looks similar. Shnei seirim yom kippur v'chulu. Seirim, miyut seirim shnayim. So if it would have just said goats, seirim, I would have known two. Im kein lamanem are shnei. Why does it have to say two? If I know goats mean two. Sheyu shavin, to teach me that it has to be shavin. That is by Yom Kippur. Kivasim. What is kvasim here? This kvasim is by mitzora. On the last day of a mitzora, the eighth day, after the 7 days of tara, you have to bring sheep. Mi kvasim shayim, I would have known. Kvasim is two sheep. Imke lama nemar shnei. So why does it have to say shnei kvasim? Shiyashtavin. Also by mitzora, it has to be equal. They have to be similar. Shnei. Tziporim. The birds that are used for a mitzora on the first day. Of the, right, you shecht one, you send one free. Miut shiparim shtayim. Two is the minimum. Imke lamanem are shtei. Shiyu shavos, that they are equal. So shtei and shtayim, that means that they have to be equal. Remember, mitzora, that is where the tumas haras, that's where the Sefer HaChinuch discusses that the idea of hashkacha pratis. In the days of old, Hashem sent saras as a message. Nowadays, we get sick, we go to the doctor. Saras, we didn't go to the doctor. We went to the Kohen. Went to the Kohen, because this is a spiritual disease. A spiritual disease. And that's what the Sefer HaChinuch says. Mitzvah kuf samach tes. Mishar she'a mitzvah. Right, when mitzvah comes up, we have to talk about this, because there's no Bavli or Yerushalmi on Maseches Nigayim. So we have to use the opportunity when we get it. Mishar she'a mitzvah. Likvoa ben avshenu. Ki ashkachas Hashem Baruch Hu pratis al kol echad ve'echad mi b'nei Adam. There's hashkacha pratis on each human being. V'chi'enav pekuchos al-kol darkehem. And his eyes are open on their actions. Sh'kmo shakasav, as the Pasuk says in Eov, ki'enav al-darkei ish v'chol tsa'adav yir'eh. V'lachein his hiranu laseis lev al-acholi hara. V'lachshov ki achid garam oso. V'chulu. And then he continues and says, right, because you should remember, we are the ba'alei dat amitis. There are those that think that there is hashkacha klalis on everything. There's no such thing as hashkacha pratis. Hashem cares about people, not person. And then there are others that think the opposite. This hashkacha pratis, right on the question that's asked, does Hashem care about the leaf that falls in the middle of the forest? Right, is he in charge of that? So there are those that say, says Eber Chinuch, that Hashem is involved in every single leaf and every single animal and every single hashkacha pratis. So there are chazals like that, that the person doesn't, a leaf doesn't fall, But the Chinuch says, no, there's hashkacha klalis on everything other than people. There's hashkacha klalis on animals. There's hashkacha klalis on, may I share, the species. But there's hashkacha pratis on each and every person. And that's what Mitzora, Tzara's teacher. Now, sim hashkacha so baruch hu al kol mine bale chayim bechlau. Klom ha shakol min aminim manivrom ba'olam iskayim la'olam lo yichlev yovar kulo. You might ask, this animal became extinct. Hashem has different categories than we have. Right, and it could be that there's a category that we call extinct, but it's really part of a different category. So who says it's extinct? Okay, but Hashem has hashkacha on every category. Ubemin ha'adam namin ki hashkacha zo baruchu al kol echad ve'echad bifrat v'ameivin al kol maaseim. So that's tzaras. Chatzotzros. We love these kinds of dafim. It just quotes many different areas of halacha. So the same word. Chatzotzros, the trumpets that were made in the midbar. Mir chatzotzros shtayim. The chatzotzros, obviously. Plural, it's obviously two. Imke lama nemer shtei shavos. Same thing. Why does it say two? It must be chatzosos that look the same, that are equal. Because when you make the chatzosos, and there's a special unusual din also, that chatzosos are not passed down from door to door. You have to make new chatzosos every door. I don't know exactly how often they were made, but that's the din. That's the din of Chatzotzros. Right, Rashi quotes there in Balozcha. Asei lecha mishalcha. Ata oseh umishtamesh bahem velo acher. Even Yoshua ben Nun was not allowed to use the Chatzotzros of Moshe Rabbeinu. General Kalim were passed down from one to the other, but not the Chatzotzros. So if you look in the Sefer Lev Avram, it's quoted here in the Kamotzi Shel Arav, on Balozcha, he says the message is Chatzotzros is there to wake us up. Every generation needs its new Chatzotzros. Every generation, and I would say every 5 years these days, right? New Chatzotzros, new ways to wake people up and excite people. Yesh lecha daldas, he says, again, the olden days we could say every 50 years you could change your mechanisms. But mamish today, every 3 years you have to change your mechanisms. But how to spread news and how to wake up. Okay. Good. Hesiv Rav Chagai Kumi Rav Yosa. What? Every time it says shnei, it means equal. Vaksiv Amdushnei Anashim Shalom Merivon Hashem. Two litigants in court. You're only allowed to be in court if you're exactly the same. Two litigants. Me'ata, anashim miyut, anashim. Miyut anashim shnayim. Right? The minimum amount of people is two. Imkein lama namar shnei, shiyu shavin. Right? They have to be equal. That's impossible. Because after all, there's halacha v'haksiv, lo sate, mishpat, ger yasom. Don't favor or don't turn the mishpat of a convert, of an orphan. Obviously, you're talking about two different people. You don't have two converts or two orphans, right? So the Hashem is saying, "Hayamatzanu ger don im misheino ger." Right? You find cases of a ger with a non-ger. Yasom don im misheino yasom. Right? Almana yadane im misheino almana. So matam alama shnei. So shnei can't mean exactly the same. And we don't assume that shnei means, you know, looking exactly the same, because we already know that from Bitzur Amora. So we assume it means same social class, same general. Mahus, but we know that's not true because of this isser. So the Gemara says you're right because that shnei is used for something else. That shnei is ela mafni ala hakash l'gzereshava. That shnei is used for gzereshava. Nemar kan shnei v'nemar l'halon shnei. It says shnei here by Edom and it says or by the Bali Dinim, and it says shnei by Eldad u'Medad misnabim b'machane. Ma shnei shnemar l'halon anashim ala anashim l'oktanim. Just like shnei there men. So to hear, it's the men that are those that are Dan and Meid, and not women and children. And the Rishonim, if you remember, ask, what about Devorah? How could Devorah be a judge, a Shofetes? Tosfos answers in a few places. That was a Pia Dibur, or she wasn't really Shofetes, she was Melamedes. All different deyas that are given by the Rishonim. Hare Lamanu, Sheino Isha Meida. Me'ata ina isha dana. Right? You learn from here, a woman cannot be a witness, and a woman cannot be a judge. Period. Okay? Big sugya, not for now. So that's why shnei. Shnei is used for the gzereshava. Right? That's why shnei does not teach me that the bali dinim or the eidim have to be, look, that had to be the same. Rabbiosi barbu and rabbichuna b'shem rab Yosef. One second. I use the shnei for something else. What, meaning, you have a different gzereshava. Nemar kan shnei al pi shnayim eidim, v'nemar l'halon shnei v'yisharu shnei anashim ba machaneh. One second. So you could use shnei from a different shnei in the Torah. So shnei by anashim are still extra. You don't need that shnei. So we're back to the question. If it's not using the Zereshava, so it should teach me that they have to be the same. The Gemara said, no. You learn a different halacha from the word shnei. You're right. They have to be equal, but not equal from themselves, equal in how we treat them. Shelo yeh echad omid v'echad yoshev. The dayan can't have one person standing and one sitting. Echad shosek v'echad medaber. One, he quiets them, and one, he lets them talk. Echad medaber kol tzarcha v'echad adomer lo katzer b'dvarecha. Shelo yehu adayan mazber panim k'neged echad u'meyiz panim k'neged echad. The judge cannot treat the people differently, because that's what shnei is. Treat them similarly. Ma'amid lazeh u'moshev lazeh. What is that? The carbonate that says, if they come in, you can't put one down and stand one up. If they're already sitting, you can't stand one up and allow one to sit down. If one of them comes in a fancy suit, another one comes in with a ripped clothing, we tell them, you know what, try to, right? We want to make sure to be equal and try to dress similarly. Lavosh kishem shu lovesh. Oh, halbisho kishem shata lovesh. Yeah, and he doesn't have enough clothes, so you get him clothes. We want everything to be equal. We don't want the dayan to be influenced. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Shamati, Shirmatza, Dan, Loshiv, Sashay, Moshiv. The dayan could sit both of them down. Vezeho, Asar, Shlo, Ye, Echad, Amid, Vechad, Yoshiv, Echad, Medaber, Kotzorcha, Vechulu. Don't let them have them, unequal. If you want to both sit them down, both stand them up, that's all okay. You just can't do one for one and one for the other. Stop there by Rabbi Bat. Interesting line in the Baal HaTurim. Right on this pasuk, lo satem mishpat ger yasom. Lo satem mishpat ger yasom. That's in Dvarim, right? Chav Dalad Yud Zayin. See if I can find it for a second. In Chav Dalad Yud Zayin, the Balaturim says, lo amar ger vi yasom. It says, lo satem, don't twist mishpat ger yatom. Not ger vi yasom. It's alluding to us, ger is a yasom. Melamed, lo malacha, gershin is garika, and shenola dummy. That's in the Balaturim, right? It's nowhere in Shas do we find a source for that principle, that someone who converts, is not related to his family anymore. Gershin is garika, and shenola dummy. So there are Ramazim. The Chassam Sofer wonders, where did they get it from? So there's different suggestions. The Meshech Chachma says, it's shuvu lochem lahalechem in Vaschanan, they go back to your tents, which are your wives, and some of them have been married to Yisuri Arias. But now they can stay married. But this is the Balaturim on this pasuk. Ger yatom, a ger is a yatom. Ger shen is gayer, kikain shenolad dami. Should we just do one more minute? Rabbi Bob b'shem Rav Huna tzrichen o'edim lios omdim k'shem e'idin edusan. The edim have to be standing when they give their testimony. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Yevo afani donim tzrichen lios omdim b'shashi makalam edusan. The parties have to be standing when the edim give their testimony. Period. And one more line, when it says shavin in damim, what does that mean? Shavim b'damim, shavim b'shevach adamim, ein etzirim k'mitzvasan. If they're really different in quality, but you happen to get a good deal on one of them, so you paid, they're equal in how much you paid for them, right? Damim, but really they're different in quality. One's much better than the other one, so that's not called equal. That's not okay. It doesn't matter that you paid for them the same amount. The ikar is that inherently they're the same. Like this. Shavin b'shevach adamim v'shavin b'damim hasirim k'mitzvasan. Even if you paid differently because one of them was more expensive, but they're inherently the same, same quality, so that's shavin. Okay, we'll have to stop there and we will continue next time.